We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
I call your attention to a verse here, the first verse of the 34th Psalm. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Now, you underscore in your mind two or three words here. At all times, you'll do what? Bless the Lord. And then underscore that other word, His praise shall continually, underscore continually, be in my mouth. Now that means that all the time, under all circumstances, wherever you go, you keep on blessing the Lord. Now that's what it says. He said He'd do that. You know, that's getting on high ground for the psalmist. He had his ups and downs. David didn't have an easy time. No man in position of power and prominence ever has an easy time. David never had it easy. As a shepherd boy, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy all his life. His own son broke his heart. And, of course, David himself sinned as other men have sinned and had his own repenting to do and cried out to God. But whenever you sound David to the depths of his soul, you'll always find something like this. He's called, you know, a man after God's own heart. Whenever anybody challenged his God, he always stepped over on the side of God. He took God's side in every controversy that ever came up. He never let anybody run God down, as we say. He always stood by God. Now, when he sinned, he never blamed anybody but himself. He knew he was a sinner. There's hope for a man as long as he's a good repenter. When a fellow gets where he begins to condone sin, or justify sin, or cover up sin, or defend what he's done that's wrong, that's a bad situation. I read sometime ago in a paper where some man, a good man too, no doubt, and he wasn't stopping to think what he was doing, he was trying to defend an institution. And he said the institution has some good folks and some bad folks and some folks who are not very bad and so forth and so on. Same as the world, out in the world. Well, it's one thing to lament the fact that an institution isn't all it ought to be. It's another thing to defend an institution that isn't what it ought to be. Now, David never defended that which was wrong. He lamented that which was wrong. That's a big difference, see? There's a big difference there. For instance, when I read that in the paper, I said to myself, well, now, that's strange, isn't it? Suppose one year they should have everybody good in the school. Suppose one year out here at Bob Jones University we had everybody good. We don't have everybody good out here. Every year we get somebody we have to expel from school. Never been a year of time we started. The second year of our school, we expelled 40 students. We didn't have but about 150, 60 all the year. We sent 40 away during the year. It wasn't easy to do, but it had to be done to preserve the school. But suppose one year we opened up out here at school. Everybody was good, see? Why, such thing would hardly be possible. You'd have somebody bad. Jesus Christ had one Judas in his crowd of 12. You always have that. But he never defended the situation. He said, I've chosen 12, and one of you is a devil, see? That's where he took his stand. We should never defend that which is wrong. Now, let's get that clear. Never should we defend it. We should lament it. It's all right to lament it. But I said when I heard that, read that in the paper, I said, well, now, suppose one year, he should have everybody good in the school. Then to have the school normal, he would have to go and bring some folks in that were bad, see? He'd have to get some fellow that drinks liquor, maybe go out and get a bootlegger and build it up to normal, see? You know, it's funny how people look at life, isn't it? Now, the psalmist always stepped over on God's side. He took the right side. He didn't justify sin. He lamented evil. He magnified God. Notice what he says about God here. I will bless the Lord at all times. All the time, wherever I am, I'll bless the Lord. I'll praise God. And he said, His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Now, I walked into the office one rainy morning, cold, rainy morning, and I said, sure is terrible weather, isn't it? And then I read this verse, see? And I thought about it. God Almighty sends a rain, and it isn't a terrible morning. Anything God sends is a good thing to have, whether it's rain, whatever it is, always. Well, somebody said you can't defend some things. If I lose my mother, my baby, yes, you can. Yes, you can. You don't lose your mother or baby in this world, where there's a good God. You don't lose a baby or a mother or a loved one or a friend. You don't have any sorrow that God doesn't at least permit. And all that God ever said about what happens to you, he said it's for your good if you love the Lord, if you call according to his mercy. Do you know that you can always judge a man, a personality, by one outstanding deed? See? There's a come a crisis in the life of somebody, and you'll see him do a great, honest thing. What you do in a crisis reveals what you are. Now, I may see a man that maybe I don't understand why he does a certain thing. But I remember another thing that I saw the man do that nobody but a great good man would do. So I say, well, I just don't understand that, Al John. He must be all right, though, because I remember what I saw him do. Now, sometimes I think about God. Strange things happen. I wonder at the patience of God and the mercy of God. I wonder how God lets the world go on like he lets it go on, with so much pain and suffering and sorrow, with threats of war and trouble. And you wonder sometimes about it. But as I've told you numbers of times, when I do, I remember one thing that God did. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So I just say, well, I don't know why God does that, but he sure is all right, though. I know he's all right. See? I know he's all right. Because when I was a sinner, he let his son die for me. And if God had enough interest in the human race to let Jesus go and hang on an old rugged cross on an old rugged hill and die for a lost world, I say his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Whether it rains or whether there's war or whether there's storms or whether there's trouble, I can see how the psalmist would say that. The psalmist thought of God and the goodness of God and the mercy of God. And when things came that the psalmist couldn't explain, he didn't try to explain them. That's a strange thing, isn't it? You know, somebody said to me one time, said, I saw so-and-so do so-and-so. Well, I said, do you know why I did it? No, I don't know why I did it. I don't say I could do it. Well, I said, you don't know the circumstances. You don't know the conditions. You don't know why. No. Well, I said, I saw that man do something one time like this. And a man that do what I saw him do wouldn't do something wrong as you think he did. He wasn't that kind of a man. He was a different type man. Now, you can judge God Almighty by one act in the history of the human race. Just judge God. When you want to judge God in the light of Calvary. That's the way to judge God. And you praise the Lord all the time. For instance, when your loved ones die, you sorrow not as those who have no hope. When temptations come and troubles come and sorrows come and disappointments come, well, you say, the Lord wants me to have that. He loves me. He's interested in me. You know, I've told you about how I used to climb up in my mother's lap or father's lap, and I'd talk to them, and they'd say things I didn't understand, but I didn't get out of their lap because I didn't understand them. The wiser they talked, the tighter I'd hug. I knew they loved me, you see. And if I didn't understand, it was all right. And I never got mad with them whipping me. If I got a little whipping, I didn't like the whipping, of course. Didn't feel very comfortable, but I didn't get mad with them whipping me because I knew they loved me. Mother fixed me something to eat and kissed me good night and hugged me when I'd go to bed. I knew she loved me. And I never was mad at my father in my life whipping me. I never was in my life. I felt like he knew what he's doing. Because he loved me, see. Now, why don't you magnify the love and grace and goodness and mercy of God? That's what the psalmist is talking about. And you better get ready for it because you don't know what's going to happen. You can't tell what's coming into your life. You don't know what's ahead of this world. You don't know what's ahead of you. Nobody knows. You don't know what's coming. There isn't anybody in the world can know the sorrows and the troubles or the future, but you know the God who holds the future. The God who holds all the ages of all the future in His hands is my Heavenly Father. And I know that God. I know that nearly 2,000 years ago, He had a Son that came down from heaven to earth, and God gave His Son to die for me on a cross. And I know that this Son of God was the most priceless gift that God had. And you know God couldn't do anything that would be mean to me that could make me forget that. I remember one time a friend of mine, and I had just a little misunderstanding. And this friend said to me, sometime after, said, Dr. Bob said, you're not mad with me, are you? I said, no, I'm not mad with you. Never was mad with you. How could I be mad with you? You'd have a hard time doing anything to me that would be mean enough to make me forget what you did for me one time when I needed you. You know, people are sometimes inclined to forget the good things somebody did with some little something that comes up to them. Why, I said, the good thing you did for me. When I needed a friend and help, why, that outweighs a thousandfold anything you could have done for me, and so I think of that. And I remember the good thing you did for me at that time when I needed a friend and you stood by me. Why, I wouldn't misjudge you. How could you misjudge you? How could I misjudge God? Psalmist said, I'm not going to misjudge Him. I bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I wake up in the morning and may have a bad taste in my mouth and may have a headache. But with a bad taste in my mouth, I'll say, praise the Lord. See? I go to bed at night with my head hurting. I say, well, thank the Lord. I've got a place to lay a weary, aching head. I'll praise the Lord. I'll magnify Him. Make up your mind now that you're going to count your blessings. Name them one by one. You're going to magnify the goodness of God in the midst of all the sorrows and sins and troubles. We're not going to blame God. We're going to blame a poor, wicked, fallen, mean race of men and women. We have a good God on the throne of the universe that never has let His own down and will not let us down, but will be with us always, even unto the end of the age. So how about looking up to God this morning? How about making this our verse? I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Our Heavenly Father, we would magnify Thy name. We would exalt Thee. We praise Thee. Thou art so wonderful and so good. And we love Thee. And we yield ourselves to Thee and lean on Thee. How wonderful and precious Thou art to us. We thank Thee for the faith that we have in a good God. A faith that will hold on to God when we cannot see because we walk by faith and not by sight. Hear us in this prayer and keep us ever true to Thee. We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.